The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Welcome you back to Valley Falls, Kansas. Ladies game in the book, a thriller. Guys game coming up next. And this thing got underway just a moment ago, and a quick shot by Hunter for Oskaloosa. Hunter Miller puts Oskaloosa in front 2-0. We are second into the game. Here's Valley with its first possession. A quick turnaround shot by Colin Carney. He's going to be up a little bit short. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Oskaloosa. Derrick Henry will come down with a rebound. He's going to bring it up before himself, dump it out on top. It's there to Skurdo. Back over to the left block. Back and in. Shooting it up and putting it in. The bucket by Derrick Henry. So very quickly, right out of the block, Oskaloosa has taken a 4-0 lead. We're almost a minute in. Now the cross-court pass. Knocked free. Stolen. Driving. Leaning. Shooting. Scoring. Hunter Miller with a quick 4 points. And this is a little bit like the ladies' game. It jumped out 7-0 at the beginning. And now Oskaloosa has jumped out 6-0 in the first little over a minute of the guys' game. Welcome to Valley Falls, Kansas, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Council here courtside for this Northeast Kansas League high school game. Second game of the night. Here's a feed. End of the lane. The shot is going to be blocked, and we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul. And this is a rough one to have early in the game for Oskaloosa. They depend and lean on Derrick Henry a lot. He's a big, big guy playing at the five, and he tries to block the shot of Colin Carney and picks up a foul. First free throw for Colin is up and good, and Valley Falls is on the board. It is 6-1. Oskaloosa with the early lead, 6:07 to go in the opening quarter. Packed house here on senior night, 20-26. Second free throw does not go in. And here comes Oskaloosa with a basketball there, leading a by five. Topside with it is going to be Miller. A little bit of a head fake, can't get a shot away. Richie Rockhold will take it to the left side of the free throw line. Going to be Boyd with it there. Back out on top, it'll go to Richie. He'll slide over to the left. Post picked up the dribble. Out on top, it's going to go to Harvey. And a pass in the middle. And we got a player. It goes down hard. Here's a driving shot on the other end. It's up and missing. The ball loose on the floor, and it's going to be picked back up by the Dragons. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Not sure we don't have a bloody nose out there on the floor that we're probably going to have to stop the game for. Fisher swings it over, looks in the middle. He's not stopping it yet. Valley Falls has the basketball. They trail by 5. 5:15 to go, opening quarter. Skip pass to the block. The feed out on top is going to be stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa, coast to coast, a driving shot up and off the Whittaman. Good. And Hunter Miller coming out of the block fast, and we're going to get an early Valley Falls timeout. We're taking a break. 4:58 to go in the opening quarter in Valley Falls, Kansas. It's the Bears 8, Dragons 1.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls up the floor with the basketball. They trail by seven. We've got, of course, the starters for Valley Falls out there with Damian Cervantes, Duncan Alvaranga, Colin Kearney, Grayson Miller, and Flint Seymour. And now we're going to get a turnover in the backcourt. We get a whistle and a foul. Here comes Oskaloosa. 4:40 to play in the opening quarter. The Bears have been very sound early. They're shooting a big percentage. And got to credit probably the good movement of the basketball and really being very patient and having some great shot selection. Still with all our starters out of the court. Richie and Michael, Hunter, Carter, Derek. The shot clock is working. It's at 4, 3, 2, 1, and there's the buzzer. So we did not have the shot clock working for the ladies game, but apparently they've been able to make appropriate repairs, and it is up and functioning here in game number two. So shot clock violation by Oskaloosa. And at 4:10 to go in the opening quarter, Valley Falls up the floor. So here we are, halfway through the opening quarter. Valley Falls with 1 point. Very uncharacteristic of an offensive-minded team. Here's a baseline three missing. And the long rebound is going to be saved underneath the feet across to the right side. And that's the kind of movement that we see from them. Hinton is Flint Seymour. Flint picking up his first points of the ball game, and it is now 8-3. 3:50 to go. Baseline three from the left side is going to be up and no good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Valley Falls. Grayson Miller for the basketball. Way out on top. Baseline. Shot. Good for three. Grayson coming up with the ball and then ends up knocking down the bucket suddenly. As quickly as that, it is a two-point game. 8-6. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Back over to the left side. The Bears will lean in, go up. Miss a shot, rebound, tipped around again, and it's going to be controlled down by Flint. He's going to get it away to Collin. Back over to the left side. It'll go to Duncan. Duncan fakes the pass to the top. The ball is going to be loose, stolen away. Here comes Oskaloosa. The drive, the layup, it's good. Rockhold is going to hit the bucket, making it a 10-6 game. 2:50 to go in the first. Guy seems up and down the floor. Going to have Damian Cervantes run to the ball club at the point. The pass comes into the middle, and it's going to be stolen. Coming up into basketball is Harvey. He'll go into the forecourt. Rockhold will run the club from the point. Richie goes left, pulls up an undefended three. It will not go down. Connor Kearney with a rebound. Flying up court from the right side. Duncan for three. It's going to be short. Put back up and short. Tipped out on top. Saved by Oskaloosa. So for the Dragons, a couple of easy shots. Looked like they just didn't go in. Maybe it wasn't quite enough focus. Kind of like that cross-court pass by Oskaloosa that goes into the crowd. A little lack of communication. And with 2:08 to go in the opening quarter, these two teams in a close game, but both teams are very candidly better than we have seen them play. We have both seen both of these clubs struggle a little bit here in the opening quarter. This thing is a long way from being over. Valley Falls will bring it in playing. Here's Damian. Cervantes comes out on top. Colin has it back over to Cervantes. He looks down into the corner to Alvaranga. Now he's look away, pass in the lane. Kicked, but no whistle. And here's a hook shot from the lane. It's going to be up and good. Colin Kearney has three. It is 10-8. Oskaloosa. And with a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter, we're going to get a Bears timeout. Taking a break, shows up 1:40 to go. Quarter number one, a two-point game. Oskaloosa 10, Valley Falls 8.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
At home, at work, cruising around on a Friday night in the Care Listening area. Good to have you along with us here this evening. High school basketball from Valley Falls, Kansas, in the Northeast Kansas League. Oskaloosa coming to town, and the Bears on the road with a minute 43 to go in the opening quarter. Lead by two. It is 10-8. We're going to have basketball tomorrow, and it's going to be further away than this. Benedict and Rave, it's going to be BC at Mount Mercy. That means Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Of course, you'll be hearing it. We'll be having it for you right here on Care Radio. Join us tomorrow. Guys game following the ladies. Ladies game at noon. The guys at 2 tomorrow here on Care. Here's a driving shot off the inbound, and Richie Rockhold from the left side of the lane puts it up off the Whittaker's fourth point of the evening. It is a 12-8 Bears lead with a minute 15 to go. Baseline jump shot, 3, no good. Rebound pulled down by Harvey. Oskaloosa coming out with a basketball. Rockhold will go into the forecourt. Drives down the right side. There's going to be plenty of contact, and it's going to be a defensive foul. And they're going to whistle it on Duncan. That is not only Duncan's first foul, it'll be the first Valley Falls foul of the game. And on the inbound, it comes into Hunter Miller, who goes straight up with a shot, is immediately fouled. So he will not get the shot away. The whistle is going to be on Brayson Miller. And in the course of 2 seconds, Valley Falls goes from no fouls to two. And the first free throw for the Bears is going to be up and good. Hunter Miller having a huge opening quarter. That'll be his 7th point. Oskaloosa is now going to rotate Derek Harvey out of the game. And Hunter Boyd will check back in. Second free throw, he'll get them both. 14-8. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa with the lead. Valley Falls here at home with the basketball. Flint shot in the lane is going to be deflected and taken away by Harvey. Derek brings it up before himself, gets it all the way to the top of the key, slows it down very wisely. He's going to put the ball into the hands of one of his guards. And here's a drive to the lane. The shot goes up. Doesn't go in, so we're going to get a couple of free throws on the way for Carter Boyd. Carter, who has not yet scored this evening, will come to the line with 43 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Dragons trailing by a half dozen. First free throw. Perfect. And, by the way, that was the second foul by Brayson Miller for Valley Falls. So, Valley with 3 team fouls, 2 for Brayson, 1 for Duncan. First free throw good. Carter's second one is going to be short, and an offensive rebound. Pull back down. And Oskaloosa is going to keep it alive. The cross-court pass stepped in front of it, stolen away. Very alert play by Damian Cervantes. He'll come out on top of the calling. Kearney into the left side. Alvaranga will look into the middle. There's no room for him there. He'll dribble it back off on top. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. It is 15-8. Down to the baseline. Flint will kick it in the middle, and Colin Kearney for the bucket. It's 15-10. And we're in the last 10 seconds now of the first quarter. Richie Rockhold with it on top at 7. Gets it to Harvey. He'll go for 3. No. Rebound. Flint, and that is the end of the quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. First quarter of the guys' game is in the book. It's Oskaloosa 15, Valley Falls 10.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Set to go to the second quarter here in Valley Falls, Kansas. High school basketball on a Friday night here on Gear Radio. Here we are, it's Friday the 13th, the middle of the month of February, and 1 week remains in the regular season for all of these teams, including Benedictine. They'll play tomorrow and then two games next week, and that will see the teams into the conference postseason tournament. Off the inbound, the shot quickly goes up and it misses. The follow shot is going to be up and rejected out of bounds, and a break for Valley Falls. They're going to have it in play at their offensive end. 7:47 to go. First half. It'll come in. Turning the shot up and good. And just coming into the ballgame at the end of that quarter is going to be Jenner Young. Jenner is a big guy. He brings some great height to the team. And that bucket was an important one. Shot missing, rebound pulled down by Jenner. And it's 15-12, Oskaloosa in front. Valley will take it to the baseline. Running shot is going to be up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Derek Harvey. He'll feed it up the right side. Up the floor with it is going to be Hunter. Miller comes out on top to Rockhold. 7-11 to go in the first half. Valley back on defense, trailing by three. Rockhold's going to pull up his dribble. And we're going to get a foul, and they're going to call that 5 seconds. So 5 seconds closely guarded, and the Valley Falls defense forces the turnover. Back up court with it will come Damian Cervantes. Damian, a junior on this team. Duncan Alvaranga, a senior. Duncan has it on the right side, skips it to the block. Falling away. The turnaround shot is going to be up and good. Nicely done for Valley Falls. And coming into the ballgame, Lucas Bernasek gets his first points. And it is 15-14. The Dragons trail now only by one. Backdoor pass. Harvey got it. Derek Harvey with four. Nice assist for Oskaloosa's Carter Boyd. 17-14, back to a three-point game at the 6:20 mark of the opening half. Top side with the basketball is going to be Lucas. Bernasek will skip it down to the baseline. Gets it down low to Young. Jenner drives in. Hooks it back out on top. He was looking, I think, for Collin, but with the defender just draped on him, he had no opportunity to come up with a basketball. It's going to be a Valley Falls turnover. Six minutes to play in the first half. Oskaloosa in the traveling bright, bright red uniform with blue and white lettering and trimming for Valley Falls again. It'll be the home whites with gold and black. Oskaloosa, the ball out on top. Hunter Miller kicks it over to Carter. Boyd skips it to the right side. Michael Skirto with the ball again to Derek. Goes back door. No one down there. The bucket goes up and good, and a defender coming in late. Picked up a foul and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Oskaloosa. You got to count the bucket. You're going to have a foul on Bernasek. It'll be his first. It'll be the first second quarter foul by either team. And coming to the line, a guy who had a great eight-point opening quarter now has 10. And make that 11 points on the night for Hunter Miller. 20-14, Oskaloosa in front. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening half. Cervantes into the forecourt. The feed in the middle. A shot won't go for Carney. It's going to be blocked out of his hands. He's on the floor. Offense coming down the court. Oskaloosa's shot is up and no good, but it's going to be saved way up top side. Skirto is able to track down the basketball, and Oskaloosa's going to slow it down. Here's a bounce pass. The driving shot is up, and give it to Derrick Henry. Another beautiful assist on the bounce pass through the lane by Carter Boyd, and that will bring a Valley Balls timeout. You've got Valley taking a break. We're taking a break at 5:09 to go in the opening half in Valley Falls, Kansas. It is Oskaloosa 22, Dragons 14.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Coach Gaspar kicking a timeout with 5:09 to go in that first half. And after Valley Falls had battled back and cut this to a one-point game, Oskaloosa has turned around and scored 7 unanswered points. They're up 8, 22-14. Welcome back, everybody, to Valley Falls, Kansas. Dragons in the home whites going to be putting a play from deep in the backcourt and up the floor. It'll be Damian Cervantes. Backpedaling in front of him defensively, Skirto. Comes out on top to Bernasek. The lob over to the corner. One-hand push pass in the middle of Colin Carney. His shot is going to be blocked. Offensive rebound. Shot blocked. Rebounding it down is going to be Oskaloosa. Derrick Henry coming down with it again. Top side, Carter Boyd. 4:44 to go in the first half. An opportunity here for Oskaloosa to take a double-digit lead. Pass over to the right side to Boyd. He's backing away. Loses the handle on the dribble. Skips it over to the right side to Richie. Rockhold will drive into the lane. Lots of contact. The shot goes up and misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Cervantes. Here comes Damian racing down the floor. Jumps it over to the left side. Gets it quickly to Lucas. Bernasek puts it back out on top. Valley Falls has also made an addition, bringing Chandler Martins into the game. The ball in the lane, stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa. Valley Falls with another unforced turnover. Coach Gasmeyer, I thought there was a foul that had to be called in there. The official says, no, I didn't see anything. And cross court, that pass was risky and nice steal by Valley Falls. Jenner Young comes up with it. Here's a three-point shot from the outside. Rims out, no good. Trying to knock it down, Chandler Martins, but it hits the rim, goes all the way around, spins back out on the other end at 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Game moving along quickly. There have been few fouls and not many free throws, not a lot of stoppages of play. Here are the Bears, down to the baseline right, off the block, the turn, the shot is up off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out, taken away by Harvey. They'll come up top side, side step in a defender. The kick to the top, the squared up three, wide to the right side. Rebounding it off the floor, it's going to be Valley Ball. Martin's coming up with a basketball, and he will get it again over to Damian. Cervantes into the forecourt. For Valley Falls, Colin Carney, 5 in the opening quarter, absolutely silent in the second quarter. And as a matter of fact, all of the Valley Falls offense has been silent. Valley with 2 points, or excuse me, 4 points in this quarter. And here's a shot missing, rebound. Back up with it will come Oski, driving, shooting. The shot's no good. The rebound pulled back down by the Dragons. And right now these two teams flying around on the floor. There's lots of contact, not a lot of whistles. And as I say that, there's going to be a whistle off the ball beneath the rim. Let's see against whom it's going to go. 2:34 to play in the first half. Valley Falls is going to bring Flint Seymour back into the game. And they're also going to get Brayson Miller back out there. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Mike Skirto. So we got one foul on each team in the second quarter with 2:27 to go before halftime. Cervantes will go three. Nope. Offensive board, the feed in the middle, and there's a putback up and in. Colin Kearney's 7th point of the game. 22-16. 2:15 left in the half. The drive into the lane. The shot, no. Offensive rebound followed up, no, but a foul. And free throws coming up for the Bears. Wait for the official to get a little daylight where he can let us know against whom that foul is going to be on Colin. I suspect his first. First shot. Yep. Hunter Miller continues to have just a fantastic game. That will be his 12th point of the night. And 13th. He was also 5 of 5 at the free throw line in the process of that. 24-16. And we are 2 minutes to play in the half. From the top, it's a three. Up and no. Offensive rebound. Out of bounds. Oskaloosa basketball. Grayson Miller had held on to it, I thought, and then it just kind of got away from him. Went out of bounds. Then here comes Richie Rockhold. The Bears back up court. 1:50 to go in the first half. The pass comes to Derrick Henry. Goes over to the left side. Miller. Here's a baseline. Three from the left side. Richie Rockhold. 7 points for Rockhold. 27-16. And there is that coveted double-digit lead. We're down to 1.5 minutes to go. First half. In the lane, Collins. Spits it over to Flint. Seymour backs, twists, turns, puts it underneath. Collins shot, hits the back of the rim, bounces across it twice and off the other side. Here comes Oskaloosa off the missed shot from underneath the goal. The lob out on top to Rockhold. 1:10 left, first half. Shot clock at 20, lots of time. A little bit of a head fake for Michael Skurto. It'll go back to the left side of Rockhold. Richie goes to the block. Hook pass comes out on top. Goes to Boyd. Shot clock at 6. Shot clock at 5. And now they're going to call a travel in the middle as Skurto had the ball and the defender did a good job of getting a hand on the ball and did not commit a foul, forced him to travel. Back it comes to Valley Falls. 50 seconds left in the half. Valley would like to at least be within single digits. Oh, that's a long, long three, and it's very, very short. And the rebound pulled out by Oskaloosa. Here come the Bears. The feed to the left. They think about the three, but still with a 0.5 minute to go in the third quarter, in the second quarter, they're not going to take it yet. Now they'll take that three. It misses. And an offensive rebound, Oskaloosa. The drive, the shot, and the Valley Falls foul. Going to be whistled on Damian Cervantes. 23 seconds left in the half. It has been a difficult first half for the Dragons and for the Bears. I don't know how they could have asked for much more. They have played extremely well. They've got an 11-point lead and a chance to make it bigger. Coming to the line is going to be Michael Skurto, who has not scored yet tonight. His first shot will change that. Skurto's first point, 28-16. 23 seconds left in the half. Second free throw, short, rebound tipped down, and Flint Seymour is going to pull it down. Here comes Cervantes. 12-point ball game. Valley's going to play it for a final shot. We're down to 12, 11, 10 seconds, 9, headed toward halftime. Now at 5, into the lane, the cross-court pass at 3. The pull-up by Flint knocks it down, and that is going to take us to halftime. Intermission here in Valley Falls, Kansas. It has been quite the first half. We'll be back to do our best to summarize it for you. Teams are headed off the floor. It is Oskaloosa 28, Valley Falls 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
More cool senior day here at Valley Falls. Halftime stunt going on, recognizing some of the seniors who participate in all the fall activities. Okay, well, we had a tremendous game in game one, and we have a 10-point Oskaloosa lead here at halftime in game two, 28-18 for Valley Falls. No real scoring leader. I mean, you got Colin with seven and Braden with five. Then there's Flint with two, Jenner Young with two, looks Bernasek with two for Oskaloosa. How about Hunter Miller? He's come out red hot tonight. 13 points to lead his team. That includes going 5 of 5 at a free throw line. 7 this evening for Richie Rockhold, a half a dozen for Derrick Henry. And then 1 apiece, Carter Boyd and Michael Scurto. Fouls, yeah, no deal at all. You've got one guy with two fouls, no one else with more than one, so certainly that is not an issue as we get ready to go to the second half. We'll be back to bring you the second half of another low-scoring game here in Valley Falls, Kansas today. At halftime, it's Oskaloosa 28, Valley Falls 18, and we're kicking it back to Jones of Medicare Radio Sports Studio. He's got you a Friday the 13th lucky kind of halftime.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got Benedictine Ravens basketball for you tomorrow morning, well, early afternoon, starting at high noon, as the ladies will be taking to the court against Mount Mercy up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Join us. Tom Couts will have the call. The men will take to the court right around 2 p.m. tomorrow. Coming up on Tuesday, according to the schedule here, we've got Highland Park versus Atchison with the 6 p.m. tip-off scheduled for the girls' game. Again, Highland Park versus Atchison. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or so. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as we'll have Benedictine women and men's basketball as they'll be playing against Park University. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the ladies. The men will take to the court right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Lick, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Lick airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. following Sports Look, we'll have Brandon Tadman's High School Coaches Insight Show, where he'll talk to the coaches of ACCHS, JCN, Atchison High, and Mar Hill Mound Academy. That is on Thursday, immediately following Sports Look right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'll be back with the girls' scores in just a moment.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Taking a look at the girls' scores, we've got some finals to report. It was Jackson Heights over McLeod's 54-10. Perry Lecompton beat Sabetha 55-22. Jefferson West topped Holton 61-31. In the Riverside-Troy game, it was Troy's night with them taking home a 52-36 victory over Riverside. Hiawatha beat St. Mary's 76-29. In the Riley County-Nemaha Central game, it was Riley County Ladies 40 to Nemaha Central Ladies 21. Atchison had a great night against Harmon in the girls' game. It was Atchison 73, KC Harmon 8. In the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Valley Falls by 3 with a final victory of Valley Falls 37, Oskaloosa 34. I'll be back with a look at the weather I forecast in just a moment.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 45. Winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 53. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Mainly cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 47 degrees and partly cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 46 out there with the winds out of the east southeast at 3 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 39%. The dew point is 24 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure, well, it's holding steady now at 30.03 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside, taking a real quick look at the halftime scores in boys' games. It was Jackson Heights over McLeod, 24-19. Perry Lecompton had a 3-point deficit against Sabetha. It was Sabetha 19, Perry Lecompton 16. And in this game, we've got Oskaloosa leading Valley Falls 28-18.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Back with you here in Valley Falls. Welcome. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering, and doing all that halftime info and stuff that he does. Joseph, I don't know how you do it. Thank you so much. Tom Couts with the courtside. Valley Falls has been out of the court for a little bit, waiting for Oskaloosa to come away from their sideline, and head coach Jeremy Rockhold. Oskaloosa leading it by 10. They have led by as many as 12 in this game. Valley hitting a late shot there at the end of the half can cut it to that 10-point game. And here we go. Bears basketball. We are back underway. They'll feed to Henry. Over to the right. A quick three is launched. Wide right. No good. Rebound. Cervantes. Here comes. Oh, we're going to get a foul on that rebound. So how about that? It will be the second foul of the game for Michael Skirto. Coming here about 15 seconds into the second half. Back up over to basketball. It's Valley Falls. For the Bears, finding some offense is going to be huge. And now trying to come up with a steal. We're going to get another quick Oskaloosa foul. And for a team leading by double digits, the Bears are being extremely aggressive. Hunter Miller picking up his first foul. So now team foul two in the third quarter by Oskaloosa. And we're 20 seconds in. Here's over to the right side. That was a travel. Yeah, it took the official a minute to say, wait a minute. I just saw him stop and then slide that foot over. And here comes Oskaloosa back up court. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Bears with the ball up 10. They'll work the outside a little bit. Valley staying with their player defense. So match up. Back over to the left side. The guy with the hot hand right now, that's Hunter Miller. Gets it to Henry. He's the big guy. He'll splash up to the top. And a three by Skirto. Give him a three. Mike Skirto makes it 31-18. We're inside 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, for Valley Falls, they got to find some offense, and this is where you do it. Oh, it's in the hands of Carney. He misses the point-blank layup, and then on the offensive rebound, Flint Seymour goes up and does not hit the shot, but does get fouled. We'll come to the line for two. So for Oskaloosa, it'll be a third quarter foul, and it'll be a second foul for Hunter Miller. Flint at the line. First shot, yeah. Flint Seymour. A very low-scoring game and for Flint, only his third point tonight. Seymour going to eye this thing up a little bit, send this one up, and it rolls off no good. So it's 31-19. 6 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter. 15-foot pull-up jump shot is going to be off the mark. Rebounding it down is Colin Carney. Here comes Cervantes, and here comes the Dragon offense. Top side with the basketball is going to be Duncan, and we're going to get a travel on top. Yep. And again for Valley Falls, that time is Braxton Miller, Brayton Miller, who stops and then slides the foot. Kind of looks like Chris Collinsworth, you know, sliding in on Sunday Night Football. Kind of the same thing. Just slides over, turning it over. Here comes Oskey to drive. The shot missing. And a nice rebound by Collins. Carney sweeps it away. Now he's going to just bring it up the court himself. Have it knocked away from behind. Picked up by Oskaloosa. They're going to bring it down the court. And a defender knocks it free. Picked back up. Running shot is up. No, because of a foul. A foul committed by Valley Falls, and it's going to be on Duncan. It will be his second foul of the game. And Alvaranga is going to leave the floor. And he might have a bloody nose. Yeah. His coaches are quickly jumping up, handing him a towel, and he holds it to his face and goes down to the end of the bench where the trainer's going to come down and have a chat with him. 6-11 to go in the third quarter, 31-19. Oskaloosa out front. Inbound is going to come to Harvey and be stolen. Carney, it's a breakaway. Flint with it. In, up. Yes. Seymour. Is there a foul? There is. They're going to call a foul at the end of that play. I didn't know that. Maybe they were going to call it, but one official kind of ignored it, but the other official from Overmore on the wing says yes. So we do a little bit of a paperwork here for Flint Seymour. The bucket is good. It'll be his fifth point of the game. The foul is a big one. It'll be the third by Mike Skirto and the fourth by Oskaloosa. The free throw? Got it. So it's 31-22, as we go inside 6 minutes of play in the third quarter. Bears into the forecourt. The ball's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor and going to go out of bounds. No, there's going to be another foul on Oskaloosa. So Oskaloosa has committed five fouls in 4 minutes and 7 seconds. Now, the question is this going to be a shooting foul? Yeah, I suspect it would be. And here we go. So, indeed, it's going to be a shooting foul. And coming to the line for Valley Falls is going to be Brayton Miller. Brayton has not had a free throw today. That's also quickly going to be the fourth foul on Skirto, so he's in trouble. Free throw's going to be up and good. So Braxton Miller picking up his sixth point of the ballgame. Valley Falls has got one of their starters, their starting two guard, now on the bench with four fouls, and we've got a long way to go. Almost 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and good. And for Valley Falls, this might be a little bit of momentum, something they haven't had a lot of tonight. They have taken what was a moment ago a 13-point deficit, and they have cut it to seven. It is 31-24. And again, a big collision. Bodies on the floor. Let's see where this foul is going to go. As the physicality of this game is really amped up in the second half. This is going to be a foul on Flint Seymour. It'll be his first. And now a little turnaround shot is going to be up and good. So Oskaloosa pushes their lead right back. It is 33-24. Down to the baseline, leading in. Cervantes travels with the basketball. Out there, Richie, you've got Richie Rockhold for Oskaloosa, Tavarius Cannon on the floor. Got Derrick Henry out there. You also got Boyd, and we're going to get a Valley Falls turnover. No, I'm going to get an Oskaloosa turnover back to Valley Falls. 5 minutes and 12 to go. 33-24. So the Dragons are going to have the ball in play in the backcourt. Going to be inbounded by Brayden Miller and brought up the floor by Damian Cervantes. 5 minutes to play in the third. 33-24, Oskaloosa by nine. Cervantes behind the back pass. Taken on the left side. It's going to be up. It's going to be good. Colin Kearney, his first points of the second half, and now he's got nine. 33-26. Richie Rockhold brings it up. Swings it over to the left side. Bears will dribble it to the top, gets it there to Derrick Henry, long pass over to the left. They drive to the baseline, and as the shot goes up, they're going to wave the bucket off and say a Flint Seymour foul occurred on the floor. Flint will have his second foul. And it'll be Valley Falls' third foul of the third quarter. We have seen a lot of foul. That is the eighth combined foul. And we are, what, 3.5 minutes? Into the third quarter. Here's a baseline shot for Henry. It's off the mark. Offensive rebound. It's going to be fed back underneath to Henry. He'll go up between two defenders, hit the bucket, draw the foul, coming to the line. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. And a free throw coming up for Derrick Henry. It is going to be the third foul for Flint Seymour. The free throw is up. It is no good. And the rebound is going to result in a jump basketball. So it is 35-26. We're still 4:19 to go in the third. Wow. Into the forecourt for Valley Falls, Duncan Alvarenga. Duncan wearing the 13 tonight, if you're keeping your scorebook at home, which I'm certain you are, and certainly you ought to be. Skips over to the left to Flint Seymour. Back out on top, Colin Kearney. They'll kick it to the right side with a pull-up three. Rattles and rattles and pounds its way through the rim. The three-point shot by Miller. And it's 35-29. Valley Falls hanging tough, but 3:40 to go. Third quarter. Here's Henry to the baseline. The jumper in and out. Rebound. Valley Falls. Dragons race into the forecourt. From the left side, the three set sail and miss. And a rebound. Scrum for. It'll be same as the Dragons. Valley's going to bring it over to the left side. Back to the top. Out to the corner. The three buried. And now Valley Falls has the momentum. They're getting this big crowd here on senior night back into the ballgame. The three-point shot knocked down. And Braxton Miller's coming to life. 3 minutes to play in the third. It is suddenly a three-point game, 35-32. Cutting into the lane, through a lot of traffic. The shot somehow up and good by Hunter Miller. He's got 15. 37-32. 2:50 left. Alvarenga passes into the middle. The ball's going to be batted free, stolen. Here comes Richie. Ron Cole for Oskaloosa down the floor. Thinking about the three, doesn't. Gets a little behind the back pass. And the layup by Derrick Henry is good for his 10th point. 39-32. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Back the other way. Coast to coast. Driving shot up. No good. Rebound tipped around. Going to be secured by Oskaloosa. And then the outlet pass up. That'll bounce by Colin Kearney. It'll be inbounded into the forecourt. Oskaloosa is going to have the ball. These two teams going at absolute breakneck pace with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. 39-32. Oskaloosa has led throughout the game. They have never trailed in the game. They have been up by as many as 13. But then Valley Falls has just battled back. They have not let them get away. Here's a 15-footer up and in. Richie Rockhold has 9. 41-32. 6 consecutive points. Valley Falls goes right back up, and a turnaround shot in the lane by Flint Seymour is good. And it's 41-34. And suddenly, a couple of teams who early in the ballgame could not find the bucket now can't seem to miss. Oski with it out. Top sign with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Up 7. Way up between the circles, Hunter Miller. He's having a huge night. And he will drive and shoot and hit another one. Hunter Miller for 2 more. 43-34. And right back up by 9 goes Oskaloosa. We're at a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Nearly a travel, and that is a travel. Way up between the circles, Colin Kearney had the ball, started to go with a little bit of a pass over to the side to his left, and then he decides, no, I'm not going to do that, and he tries to come back, and in the process of it, had scooted the feet and travels with a basketball 75 seconds ago in the third. A chance again to go back up double digits for the Bears. Way out on top is Boyd. Carter looks to the middle, gets it to Derrick Henry. Shot clock at 14-13. Yeah, the shot clock's working. Here's a long two. It's well short. And a rebound is going to be saved in. Valley Falls. Over to the left side for Valley's going to be Miller. 25 on the shot clock. 45 seconds left, third quarter. Spinning shot with the left hand is going to be up and good by Colin Kearney. Colin at 11 now, 43-36. Shot clock and game clock are separated by about a second and a half. Little backdoor pass, back and in. Harvey twists, turns, has a strip out of his hands. He goes to the floor, no foul called. Now the shot clock's off. Valley with the basketball. Into the forecourt. Only down 7. They'll pull up for the 3 that is very, very short. And rebound swept away by Hunter Miller. Here comes Oskaloosa. Outlet to the other end of the floor, and it's going to be off the fingertips. The Bears couldn't control it in, and Tavarius Cannon could not get a handle on that thing. So back it will come to Valley with 9 seconds in the third quarter. They got to go the length of the court. Here's Cervantes across midcourt at 5. Goes to the right side. Backs away. Pulls up. Fall away 3. Misses. And a rebound tipped out. The shot of the buzzer is no good. Would not have counted anyway. We have just completed 3. Fourth quarter coming up. What a finish we are going to have for this one. After 3 quarters at Valley Falls, Kansas, it is Oskaloosa 43, the Dragons 36.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Oskaloosa with the lead as we go to the fourth quarter. If you're Valley Falls, you try to find some of the good things happening right now and get your team a little bit of positive momentum. Valley Falls did outscore Oskaloosa 18-15 in the third quarter, but they still trail by 7. For Valley, Braxton Miller continues to be the leading scorer with 13-11 for Colin Kearney. For Oskaloosa, how about Hunter Miller, 17 points. Derrick Henry has 10. And it belongs to the Bears as the fourth quarter gets back underway. Welcome, everybody, to Valley Falls, Kansas. Boys high school basketball on care. Here's a pass out on top. Big guy will feed to the baseline. Tavares will shoot it off the window and miss the shot. Rebound is going to be tipped out, pulled back down by Damian Cervantes. The Dragons will come into the forecourt. The feed into the right corner where the uncontested baseline three is off the mark. Rebound to go back down. Richie Rockhold and Oskaloosa quickly up the floor in front of the scorer's table. Taking it down the left side. A quick 17-foot runner. Misses. Valley Oskaloosa showing no patience as Valley Falls comes back down with a defensive rebound. 7:20 to go in the game. Valley Falls 13-7 on the year. Oskaloosa is 10-10. Now Oski with a steal. Comes down the floor. The three. Shot and missed. Rebound Cervantes. And Valley will go the other way. These two teams just racing up and down the floor. And a shot by Cervantes off the window. Good. And how about this? Damian Cervantes and Duncan Alvaranga, until that shot, had combined for no points. Incredible. Those guys usually are lighting it up, but Damian has his first two right there. 6:45 to go. The drive into the lane, and we have a blocking foul. Looking out on the court for Valley Falls, you have to be aware that you do have Chandler out there now. Chandler Martin. Here's a baseline shot. No good. Duncan Alvaranga is still over there being attended to. He kind of got a hit in the nose and had a bit of a nosebleed, I think. And then they keep looking at him and see if they can get that thing to let him back in the game. 6:15 to go. Valley being really patient on this trip. They'll go over to the left side of Chandler. Back to the free throw line. Colin Kearney spins into the lane. Nice move. Kind of his signature plays. He'll take it up and in. 13 points, Colin Kearney. 43-40. Oskaloosa has not scored yet and will turn it over here in the fourth quarter. So over 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, Oskaloosa with no points, and Valley Falls has chipped away, and they are back again to within a possession. It is 43-40. Up court with it. Cervantes feeds in the middle, and Kearney just squares up and puts it in. Collin with 15. It's a one-point game. 43-42. And a timeout, Oskaloosa. Taking a break with the Bears at 5:37 to go in the contest. It is Oskaloosa 43, Valley Falls 42.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
5:37 to play in tonight's second game. Game one of the night, it was Valley Falls coming away with a win in the ladies' contest. And here in game two, it is a 43-42 lead for the visitors from Oskaloosa. The Valley Falls was trailed here in the second half by as many as 13. They have battled back to get this to a one-point game with a lot of time left. Looking out on the court for Oskaloosa, got Tavarius Cannon out there, Carter Boyd, Hunter Miller, Ricky Rockhold, Derrick Henry. Right now you've got Michael Skirto still on the bench suffering with four fouls. So they're not going to have him out there probably for a little while yet. Bears with the ball, thinking about the long three. Pass that up. Here's Boyd. He'll go from 13, miss it very wide to the right side, and up with a basketball. Here comes Valley Falls. Miller coming down with a rebound, and Cervantes into the forecourt. They'll feed an uncontested 15-footer. Rims out, won't go in for Colin Kearney. Oskaloosa taking it back the other way. The lob deep into the left corner. Rockhold has it down there. It's going to be lost out of his hands. They're going to say it was bounced out of his hands, but went off Ritchie. And Valley Falls is going to have it back in. Chandler Martin will inbound it. Inside 5 minutes to play we go. Still a one-point contest, 43-42. Oskaloosa, a little backdoor pass. The layup is up, and the Dragons have taken the lead. Colin Kearney with 17 now. 44-43. 4.5 minutes to go. This is the first time all night the Valley Falls has led in this guy's game. They have trailed from the very start. Over to the left side. It'll go into the corner. Back out. Sticks on the shot clock. Here's a three-way short rebound. Valley Falls. Oskaloosa on the ropes a little bit. We are 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Oskaloosa has not scored in the fourth quarter. And there's a three by Cervantes. And Valley Falls is opening up a lead now. It is 47-43. Here's a three on the other end. The official waves it off and says, no shot. We have a timeout by Oskaloosa first. Taking a timeout. 3:52 to go. Can the Bears come back? It is Valley Falls 47, Oskaloosa 43.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
.52 to play in tonight's second game, and it is a 47-43 lead as Valley Falls has outscored Oskaloosa 11-0 here in the fourth quarter. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you courtside. And here comes Oskaloosa. The Bears desperately need something on the board. They'll feed to Harvey at the free throw line. He'll cut into the lane. Lane go up. Doesn't hit the shot. Rebound tipped around. Valley's going to recover it. Deep in the corner. And did he step on the baseline? Great defense by Oskaloosa forces. Valley Falls will step on the baseline. Bears will get it back in at their offensive end. 3.5 minutes to go. Derek Harvey has it left side. Skips it over to the right. Skirto has come back into the game. Those four fouls, they just got to do something, and it's late. Here's a baseline runner. It's a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound out on top. Miller goes three, and we have an offensive foul. And a technical. Okay, somebody's going to have to help me. Can you, I'm not asking if you can. I just saw a guy just pick up his 6th foul tonight. And not since the old days of the NBA, right? So what happened is, for Oskaloosa, Mike Skirto fouls out, has something to share with the official, who immediately, without any hesitation, did not look left, right, or pass go, tees him up. So for Skirto, 6 fouls tonight as he heads over to the bench. And for Valley Falls, again, has outscored Oskaloosa 11-0 in the fourth quarter. They're coming to the free throw line, and they're going to get the ball back. Stepping up here is Damian. Well, the crowd got really quiet really fast. Cervantes' first free throw. Yeah, it's perfect. Damian waited until the fourth quarter to score his first point of the game. And now he's got 6, and the second free throw getting set to go here. He'll flip it toward the rim. It spins out. No good. So it is now 48-43. 3:21 to go. And Valley Falls has gotten the ball back. So with a 5-point lead and now in control of the basketball. The feet across, batted away. Sue's on the floor. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be off. It'll be off. Valley Falls. Oskaloosa lose the ball. So only for a moment was Javarius Cannon off the floor. He's right back in there. And here comes Oskaloosa still looking for their first fourth quarter point. The skip will go to Derrick Henry. He tries to back in. Nothing there. The shot by Miller from the top. It's a 3 that misses. Offensive rebound followed up. It's in. It's a plus one. So when Oskaloosa finally does get on the board in the fourth quarter, it's going to be an opportunity to 3-point play. So foul on Valley Falls. It'll be on Braxton. Brayson Miller. Brayson. Foul number 3. And Henry's free throw is way too flat, does not go in. It is 48-45, but it is a single possession game, but still 2:45 to play. And we're going to get a timeout quickly as the ball gets into the forecourt. Head coach Caleb Gansmeyer for Valley calls a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Great finish. 2:42 to go. Valley Falls 48, Oskaloosa 45.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
2:42 to go in the ball game, 48-45. Valley Falls has come from behind to take a lead here on senior night. The Dragons into home whites, and they're going to come out of the court. You got Clint Seymour and Colin Carney's out there. Got Brayson Miller, Damian Cervantes, and running it out is Chandler Martin. Duncan Alvaranga still on the sideline, nursing that maybe elbow or whatever he's been taking to the nose and trying to get that cleared up. But right now, Valley Falls puts it in play. So there is a shot clock in this game. It wasn't working for the ladies game, but they've got it going for the guys tonight. 13, 12, 11 on the shot clock. 2:25 to play in the game. Here's Damian with the ball. Starts into the lane. Drags a foot. No travel. Falling away. A shot is up and missing. And the rebound is going to be tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Valley Falls. They'll reset the shot clock with that. That is a big deal. With 2:17 to go. Shot clock goes back to 35. Cervantes looks to bring it in, skips it over to the right side, and they'll lob it way out on top to Brayson. Back to Cervantes, 2:10 to go. Valley with a basketball, up three, right side Collins, way out above the three-point ring on the right elbow. Cervantes again between the circles, push pass over to the right side. Miller has it. Shot clock gets to 14, still lots of time. Cross-court pass, hauled down by Martin. Feeds in the middle, Collins will shoot and get it off the window and score with the left hand. Off the glass, Colin Carney. And it is now 50-45. And the pass stolen. Carney, the breakaway, the layup, and the bucket. 52-45. And Colin had 11 points through three quarters. He's got 10 big fourth quarter points. And we're going to get another Oskaloosa timeout. With only 93 seconds of play in the game. Timeout Bears. It's Valley Falls 52, Oskaloosa 45.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Coming out of the timeout, Oskaloosa will have the basketball, but they find themselves now down 7 with a minute 25 and counting. Oh, that's a really long three. It's off the back of the rim, and it will not go in. Rebound. Valley Falls. So now the Dragons may well be the master of their destiny as they come into the forecourt, sliding it over to the left side. A dish into the corner. Brayson normally would have taken that three-point shot, does not. And as he passes up the shot and dribbles up toward midcourt, he will be fouled by Hunter Miller, who collects his third foul of the game, and it'll be the third foul of the fourth quarter by the Bears. Inbound it comes to Carney. Looks inside, nothing there. Brings it off on top. The big guy handles the ball well. Gets it over to Cervantes. 50 seconds to go. And now the ball is going to be stolen. Hunter Miller, the breakaway, up and in. 19 for Hunter Miller. 52-47. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep, Oskaloosa taking another timeout. And still, there's time in this game. 48.7 seconds left. Time out of the court. Dragons 52, Bears 47.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
All right, we come back to Valley Falls, putting it in play, gets the full court pressure. Now break it to midcourt, dump it over to the right side, and the pass inside is stolen. Richie Rockhold coming up with a steal. Here comes Oskaloosa over to the right side. A little bit of a head fake. The knife into the lane, and we're going to get a block. Yes. Blocking foul is going to be called on Flint Seymour. Is it going to be a shooting foul? And it is. Coming to the free throw line. This is exactly what Oskaloosa needs. Flint Seymour has 4 fouls. That's a big deal. Oskaloosa, trailing by 5, will come to the line with a chance to score with no time elapsing. And the first free throw, no good. That's a big deal. Now they can only get within 4. They cannot make it a single possession game. 36 seconds left. Miller's second free throw. He'll miss them both. And a rebound. Pull down. No. And we get a foul inside. And again, it'll be Oskaloosa coming to the line. Let's see who commits this foul. It is going to be the second foul on Chandler Martin. Oskaloosa back at the line. That free throw is perfect. Give it to Derrick Henry. So for Henry, 13 points. It's now 52-48. They can again make it a one-possession game. 34.7 to go. Free throw, perfect. 52-49. Looking to put it in. Valley Falls, deep in the backcourt. They'll get it into Seymour, and he'll get fouled right away. That is going to be Oskaloosa's fourth foul. So now for the last 32 and a half seconds, we're going to be shooting free throws all the way from here to the end. Valley Falls will bring it in, and an immediate foul is going to send Brayson Miller to the line. Now, Brayson, he's having a great night. 13 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And again, if you keep your book at home, that is going to be the fourth foul on Hunter Miller. Now, Hunter, the leading scorer for Oskaloosa, certainly I would think that head coach Jeremy Ronkel does not want to see him foul out of the game. So he's going to have to talk to somebody, maybe Tavares Cannon, who's going to commit that next foul. First free throw, got it. And again, it's a two-possession game. 14 points for Brayson Miller. Long, hard look at it. And that one spins out, no good. Here come the Bears. 53-49, and we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, Joseph taking another timeout. Precisely 30 seconds to go in the game. Timeout of the floor. It remains Valley Falls 53, Oskaloosa 49.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Let's see what Valley Falls has put together. 30 seconds to go. It is a four-point game. And here come the Bears. Up the floor with it, Hunter Miller. He's been great tonight. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Gets doubled up. Kicks into the corner. The three from there is up off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls. And quickly, we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. But now we're down to 15 seconds to play. For Oskaloosa, the foul is going to be Richie Rockhold. That was a good, solid team foul that he commits as quickly as he was able to do that. And the first free throw, no good. We've seen a couple of teams down their stretch tonight just missing free throws. And there's Cervantes. He's one of three, has missed his last two. And hits that one. 54-49. Baseline running three. Off the window, no. Rebound. Pull back out. Out on top is going to be Henry. He'll send a three. No. Rebound is on the floor. Put back up and in. But that's not going to be enough. The time is going to get away. Off the bucket by Hunter Miller. And that's going to do it. The final score in a thriller tonight. Valley Falls 54, Oskaloosa 51. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Well, we had a couple of really fun, really entertaining ball games here in Valley Falls tonight, and the guys' game just concluded. The Dragons come from behind at home here tonight on senior night. They outscore Oskaloosa 18-8 in the fourth quarter to win it 54-51. Big, big fourth quarter, getting the points when they needed a motion. For Oskaloosa, what a game for Hunter Miller. This young man just had a fantastic outing. 21 points tonight. Had 13 for Derrick Henry, Richie Rockhold, 9. I've got Mike Skurdo with 4 and Carter Boyd with 1 for Valley Falls. Another 21-point guy. You knew it was going to be Colin Kearney. When they needed him, the senior responded. He had 11 after three quarters, scored 10 in the fourth quarter tonight. Also in double figures, it was Brayson Miller with 14. Damian Cervantes, 7 points, all 7 in the fourth quarter. He also had Flint Seymour with 8 this evening, 2 apiece for Jenner Young and Lucas Bernasek. Silver Valley Falls, a win that propels them to 14-7 on the season, 9-1 in the NEKL for Oskaloosa. Got to be a heartbreaker. They go to 10-11 and now are 4-4. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball, Ravens on the road at Mount Mercy. We'll have that game here on K-Radio Live starting at ladies' game at 12 noon and the guys' game at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Our two games here tonight. In the first one, it was 37-34, Valley Falls. And in the second one, Valley comes up with the senior night sweep, winning at 54-51 over Oskaloosa. Kind of thank you for having joined us here this evening. 103.9, if you want to get the high school basketball scoreboard show, all the scores, all the recaps from around the area. And then again tomorrow, Benedictine at noon and 2. Until we reach you from then. For Joseph, producing and engineering of the CARE Studio. Joseph, of course that was well done. It's always well done. Appreciate you, man. I'm back here in Valley Falls. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.